Hello, good afternoon, miss. My name is Joe, calling from National Opinion Survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I'll be as brief as possible, okay? Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us?
I don't have time right now. I'm sorry.
I'll be brief, ma'am. I promise you I'll be brief, okay? I'll be read as fast as possible, okay? Give me a couple minutes. That's all I'm asking, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or there a 50-50 chance?
Definitely.
Okay. What is your age? Because you sound pretty young. I got to make sure that I'm speaking to somebody over 18 years old.
Yes, you are.
Okay. Moving forward. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Some people care a lot about politics. While politics is less important to other people, how important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat.
Okay, and regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? That's a good one, huh?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, I have dissatisfied.
Just go with dissatisfied. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And when you hear about inflation and the rising cost, who or what do you blame the most? The COVID pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, or other?
I would say the Republicans in Congress.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 with how important an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if it is the more important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all, okay? You can use any number between 0 and 10. Making housing more affordable.
Eight.
What about ensuring our borders are secure?
I would say five.
Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling.
10.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination.
10.
Creating more jobs and raising wages.
10.
Reducing crime.
10.
I'm going to move forward so I can get you back to your day. Thank you for your time. Switching gears a little bit, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and 0 where you are unfavorable of them, okay? If you have any no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Tim Scott.
Mm-hmm. Unfavorable.
From 0?
Zero. I would say 25.
What about Marianne Williamson?
I would say 80.
80. What about Donald Trump?
0.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
I would say 80.
80. What about MAGA Republicans, M-A-G-A Republicans?
0.
0. What about Black PAC, Black PAC?
I would say 100.
100. Moving forwards. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump? If undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay. Moving forward. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Biden. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Biden. Moving forward, now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I would say getting worse.
Okay. Now, we're at 75% finished, okay? Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office. All of the things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are most likely to support. Candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. Or candidate B, who said that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protecting voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policy to outlaw racial profiling and hold back cops accountable. All other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on jobs and affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote?
I would say B at this point.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Joe Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some, a little, or nothing at all?
Some.
Some. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
More.
Much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Moving forward, now I want you to I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Is this very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Is this very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
And made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years. Helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans. Expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Is this very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay. Moving forward, we're almost done. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it is important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Racism and white supremacy are on the rise in America and threatening our communities. It's threatening all the advancements of our community has fought so long for. We can't stand by as they try to take us backwards. It's our responsibility and our time to step up, come together, and use our political power to protect our communities and future. Do you feel this is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or 10 very convincing?
Very convincing, 10.
Okay. Gun violence is getting worse and taking a heavy toll on our community and young people. But MAGA Republicans are blocking any common sense gun reform. They are blocking a ban on assault weapons and working to make it easier for anyone to get and carry a gun without a permit. If we want to make our community safer, we must vote against those making it easier to flood our streets with guns.
Ten?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 10 means you're extremely... 10? And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard?
Well, I would say basically that systemic racism and gun violence are still high and that they need to be addressed.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat. Basically, you say it's the racism and...
Oh, yeah.
And
gun violence.
Gun violence, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, moving forward, now, Miss... I'm just going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. Please tell me if you recall any campaign contacting you in that way. Someone canvassing neighborhood? Yes, no?
No.
No. Phone calls?
Yes.
Radio ads?
No, I don't believe so.
What about social media, internet ads?
Yes.
TV ads?
No.
Mailers?
No.
Text messages?
Yes.
Door knocks?
No.
Okay. Now, I'm just going to switch gears a little bit. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's, 4-year.
Wow. Are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal person?
Very liberal.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all... More than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
Most are.
Nearly all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or is it rural?
Suburban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
Were one... or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participation and enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.